Our prayer. This is the hour we have gathered unto the mercies of God, unto the graciousness of the King, unto the power of Him that created the ends of the world. The Bible says that He commanded everything into existence, and tonight we are in His presence. Wherever you are in the presence of the Lord. Hashadobo kabara deba baso de deaba itala labra bosendo lobros kavros saviora bandia zatala labra bosavrondia karabara badababa separo boso dianda. Father, we thank you for the finished work on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for the power that you have made available unto the saints. We thank you for the authority that you have invested in us to be able to shut the enemy up and to silence the avenger. We thank you for the grace and the ability to even stand as sons and daughters of the King. Lord, we did not deserve, but Jesus did it. And He said, it is finished. We did not even qualify, but Jesus qualified us. We didn't know how, but Jesus Christ revealed how to us. Hey, Marado Kratabasodimo, Landra Bocabros Savadiataya, Rapale Moscaviona Masandaya. And we want to thank Him. We want to thank Him. Please thank Him for me. Wherever you are, thank the Lord for me. He has spared my life. I am still here with all the powers and the potency of the enemy that they want to take me out. I am still here. Yes, I'm still here. I am here, and I'll be here tomorrow. And I'll be here the next 50 to 60, 70, 80 years. I will be here. Hallelujah. And even as long as I am here, the Lord will use me to be a blessing to many. Hallelujah. In their millions and in their billions, no matter where and no matter what. Aratala bros kevro samandaya le kalaba. Ratala bos samandaya kebra sodomo. Raparaba sandaya kebra sonomosa. Lebria kabo shandaya keretala brosaba. We give you praise. We give you praise. Come on, please. We aren't there yet. I want to hear you pray with me. Wherever you are, please unmute your sound and let's pray together. You can invite your families across the world and say, this is the night that we want to go back to the Father and say, Father, we thank you. We bless you. And wherever we, the Spirit of God will lead us, we shall go by His leadings in the name of Jesus Christ. So please open your mouth and begin to cry out with me together in the name of Jesus Christ and tell Him the Father, we are grateful. We are thankful for where we are. Yes, how far you have brought us. Oh, we didn't know how, but you made it possible. Zando kreto mosundayale. Come on, come on, come on. Bless the Lord with me. Aham zolo of pasa de krataba. Aham tololo bosuria babazia. Aham talabros kevros kabia baradaba. Zekebria praso vros kavron dialeka. Aham zadea bakaba babariara. Zepria tolo vros kavron zane makaba. Aham tololo bosurio bosuriala. Aham tololo bosurio. Karababa, a Hansodia Prasso Cabandi Adreto, Bandi Acabo Sudia Carababa, a Hansadebea Cratala Bramo Sanda, a Zicabramo Sudia Parada Brasi, Bacibaro Brosa Brondia Paradaya, a Zike Bachan Dolobrosa Brandi, a Hunterla Bacaburo Brosa Brondi, Sacadabadabadababa, Bobo Samba. Lift up your voice and bless the Lord with me. Wherever you are, please, family, bless the Lord with me. Everywhere you are, say, Father, we are grateful for tonight. We thank you for a new month that you've entered us in. We thank you for the things that you have begun. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satanabu Sanda, Azekaraba, Zorobra, Seneone, Ayalababo Sandekrapanda, Ebo Sandeakaraba.
We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight. We honor you, O God. We honor you. We bless your name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. He's done us. We honor you, O God, for doing it for us in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Emmanuel.
The Lord is
with us. Oh, thank you, thank you. Somebody heard me, so they have responded. The Lord indeed is with us. And that is our greetings, and that is our mantra. That is what we believe. That is what we know. Hallelujah. The Lord is with us. So wherever we are, we don't lose any fight, neither do we lose any battle. Hallelujah. Wherever we are, by the grace of God, the Lord has sustained and will sustain us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight, I want to take you into a very strategic prayer that a lot of people will begin to question. So why a Christian praying these kind of prayers? Hallelujah. But I want you to realize that wherever you and I we are, the Lord has made sure or is setting up things in our favor to be able to make it work for us. Amen. We spoke about the kingdom's purpose on retaliations, or the kingdom's understanding on retaliation. The Bible says that the Lord is the one that avenges for us. Hallelujah. Yes, the Bible says so, that the Lord is our avenger. It says that take no revenge for yourself. It's a beloved, never avenge for yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. Leave it to the anger of God. Yeah. If they have done something wrong against you, the Bible says that leave it to the anger of God. And the Bible says it is written, vengeance is mine. I'm reading from Romans chapter 12, verse 19. It says, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Says the Lord. And for that matter, there are some things we don't physically go out there to go and fight. You know, hey, you do me, I do you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, it says that God is never deceived. Hallelujah. Say, my brother, do not be deceived, for God is never mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that will he reap. Whatsoever a man sows, anything that you sow, you will reap. Hallelujah. Amen. If
amen.
And good tidings for me to be able to go to the place of experiencing good things in my life. The word of the Lord says, I will reap it. Hallelujah. And I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that anyone that has done you good, may this word speak for them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But if they have done you good, may this also word speak for them.
Amen.
I focus on prayer that it is back to sender.
To us by force.
Hallelujah. Back to sender. How many of you desires that those who blesses you, you want them to be blessed well?
Amen.
I say sometimes when somebody does me a favor, you know what I do? I say, Lord, bless him, bless him, bless him. Yeah. Until he hears me, stop it. Yeah. Oh. I'm not saying any other thing, but because the Lord knows the best that he can give to equate to what the person has done for me. I may be asking for a car, but the Lord wants you to have life. Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to have life. Amen. Because if you have life, you have everything. Hallelujah. Amen. And the life that we are talking about is the life of Christ, the life of the Father. And so the Bible has drawn our attention to many facts for us to know that God is willing to avenge for you and I.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. God is willing to defend for you. If you don't understand what I mean, God is willing to pay back those who pay you whatever they pay. So if you speak well of me, the Lord who is in heaven, who looks into the heart of man, who can read the language that is spoken in silence, will be able to understand whatever mysteries that goes on in the covens of wickedness, and will begin to say that this my son deserves to be given this sense of a blessing, and so I will give you that. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says something that I want us to draw in there. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. The Bible says that my brothers and sisters, be sober-minded. Be watchful. Because your adversary, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion. Hallelujah. Seeking someone to devour. Seeking somebody to destroy. The plan and the expectation of the, please, somebody needs to hear this because there's so much plots that is going on. Hallelujah. Before Easter, I've seen a bloodshed kind of thing. And the devil is a liar. And therefore, I want us to take this thing as a prayer, a preamble. And because these things, I know for sure that it works. Amen. I said, well, I know for sure that it works. I will say it again. I said, I know for sure that back to sender prayer works. If somebody don't want to tell you, I will tell you today, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to draw your attention to this fact, that whatever a man soweth, the Bible says that the same shall he reap. And I'll give you a couple of scriptures so that you keep this thing at the back of your mind, because it has become an injustice to be a child of God in our world now. Yeah. It looks as if that being a Christian is a crime. But to go out there, to be sticking needles in your skin in front of a people in broad daylight is all right. And police will leave that person in a very comatose situation. But when the brother picks up a microphone to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, they arrest you and fine you for £1,000. Preaching the good news so that the souls of men will be saved. The police will come in there and come and take you out. Or singing the song of the Lord to be able to make your heart, a heart of men, to be glad, to know that God is capable of helping, or to encourage somebody, hey, they will not let you do it. Brother, don't bring it here. Don't do it here. And they will arrest you. They will put you in a very confined place. And so the word of the Lord says that we should be very observant from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He said we have to be watchful. Open your eyes. Shine your eyes. Hallelujah. Don't sleep on the things around you. Don't sleep on the people who are smiling and singing your praises. Don't. Hallelujah. Open your eyes. They may be singing praises, but they are dropping some weapons in your food for you to eat and to get yourself into all kinds of mess. Hallelujah. You may have given them something good, but what is coming back is not something good. And so the Bible says we should be very careful, because our adversary, the devil, he prowls around like lion, seeking for someone to destroy. Hallelujah. Amen. But the word of the Lord says in Romans chapter 2, verse 1, going down, said, therefore you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment, the Bible says, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself. And we have seen in our environment that a lot of people have passed judgment on us. Hallelujah. Oh, this one will not amount to anything. This one is a loser. Let's find something against them. Let's kill her so that her children suffer for bread. Let's make sure that she doesn't have enough money to finish her project. Let's make sure that financially we make life unbearable for her. Let us make a set an accident out there so that she falls into it and destroy. And they hide out in coven, and people are passing judgment on people's lives. Huh. Hallelujah. And they are passing judgment on people's lives, seeking that one thing will happen to you, so that they say that we knew it. You know, that's one of their language. And I prayed this prayer for a long time, many times. I remember this very, very well. In my 83 minutes and faucet court on my knees, and I was crying out. I said, Father, let their expectations never come to pass.
Amen.
Let their expectations, the expectations of the wicked, the judgment they have passed on me, telling me that I'm of no use, or somebody who does not deserve to be in somebody else's family. Father, let this never come to pass. And these were not spoken by mouth, which were light, whereas people who had potency to be able to speak words for things to happen. And they were able to declare that nothing good will come out of this boy. He doesn't even have enough food to eat, let alone even the ability to stay in a language, in the country that he has found himself for a couple of years still in there. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says, for in passing judgment, I'm reading from Romans chapter 2, from verse 1 coming down. It says, in passing judgment, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practices the very same thing. And that is what is happening. Wickedness is in the heart of man. Hallelujah. I'm saying sometimes the heart of animals even produces a sense of love. Hallelujah. And care and affection. Amen. But the heart of man, sometimes you compare with the heart of animals, you can see that the heart of man is very wicked. And that's what Jeremiah 17 will say, that never trust man. Hallelujah. Never trust man. You may have given your best to them, but your best has been used as something that has been rubbish on the ground. After all, Ufia Bruchere, but the ultimate bremi and the show on day. Is that all that you could do? Is that the best that you could do? So you couldn't give me anything but this old Samsung phone that even the screen is cracked. All right. Yeah. And so the heart of man is very wicked, and we have to be very careful. Amen. We have to be very careful. So in all that we do, we have to realize that it is not everybody who is at your interest. They are seeking for their interest. And sometimes what they do is to pass judgment over us. Sometimes the passing of judgment, let me explain it to you. This is how the passing of judgment usually happens, especially in the things of the spirit. The enemy has already been seeking for ways and means to bring you down. And somebody chooses to go out there and talk to a necromancer, or to speak to a soothsayer, or to speak to a juju man, or to talk to somebody who feels that they have a sense of affiliation with a spiritual power. Hallelujah. And because of their dedication and their connection with a sense of evil power somewhere, they are able to transcend beyond the realms of time and the realms of reality, and be able to go beyond the level of our physicality into the spiritual realm, where they interject between your soul and your spirit and try to cut off this connection with you and your spirit, and then begin to create an atmosphere of unsettledness. Listen to me carefully, people of God, because I'm going a little bit deep on this thing. they are creating an atmosphere of unsettledness in your life to a point where you have to either seek for ways and means to end your own life, or to seek for ways and means to actually deny the position that you are in, to say that you have been bought for nothing. I'll give you a typical example. When the situation of Job's life was plain, nobody knew what was happening. Physically, there was no physical activities that Job had engaged in that was given any right to any spirit or any entity to fight him. Somehow, a sense of comfort will come into you to know that, oh, what I did is what I'm getting my punishment from. So karma, we use the word karma. Oh, karma is playing out here, so I'm okay with it. But when you have done it all good, and I've given you the best of my time, I've given you the best of my resource, sometimes you're giving even your physical body to them, and giving everything that you know, even the last minute or the last penny for your food, you try to say, oh, this one is in need, may I also send a little bit to them? And then they use the same coin, go out there and use it as a weapon to begin to create an atmosphere of unsettledness against you. God does not allow that. Hallelujah. The Bible says God does not allow that. And so sometimes, because we don't know what is going on, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 24, that for God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the one who sees in spirit is able to interpret the matter to us physically. Hallelujah. Because he knows those who are working against you so that you don't get to where you have to get to. Or even if you have to get to, they are creating an atmosphere to make your life very difficult so that you begin to repulse or begin to speak evil about you yourself. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says that I have seen those who plow iniquity and sow trouble and reap the same, because God, the eyes of the Lord, is able to see these things. I'm speaking for Job chapter 4, verse 8. It says that those who plow iniquity and sow evil, they shall reap the same. Why? Because spiritually, they are doing something or cooking something or creating a judgmental situation against you. So they don't want your children to marry. They don't want your children, if they marry, they don't want them to have any sense of peace in their marriage. If they are married and they have peace, they don't want them to have financial freedom. If they are having a bit of financial freedom, listen to me. Everything they will kind of conjure just because of you, so that you bow down, they will do it. And that is an act of passing judgment upon an innocent soul. The Bible says that such people will never escape the judgment of the Lord. Hallelujah. They will never do what? Escape the judgment of the Lord. Amen. For Colossians chapter 3, verse 25, Colossians chapter 3, verse 25, the Bible says that for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong they have done. Oh, for there is no partiality in God. The wrongdoer, Hades Abatukrande, will get paid back time for the wrong that they have done. So when you are standing to pray that let it return back to sender, it is not anything wrong. Hallelujah. To be able to stand in there to ask God for vengeance for you. Hallelujah. Because you are not creating any weapon to throw at them. Yesterday I was speaking to one brother and I was telling him, and the brother is good. He's a graduate. He's a graduate from Nigeria, and he's here with his wife, and he's doing well. He's a hardworking chap, you know, but they are finding fault every time about this guy. And I have to always defend him, every time defending him. And one day I was sitting there, I was thinking, what is going on wrong with this guy? Everything, literally like that. I'm talking of a machine that I take 2 minutes to train people. I said, look, these are the things you need to do in 2 minutes. They can't, 2 minutes. I'm talking of 120 seconds. You should know the machine and be able to use it. Some people are not even taught, and the moment they take it straight away, they are using it. this brother alone, they have failed him twice after 4 hours of training. Wow. And I was thinking, what's wrong? So now they were taking another trainer was taking him. So I went to him and said, listen, my brother, he must pass. He said, why? Why are you telling me that he must? I said, no. The brother must pass. I said, the brother must pass the test of this day. Why? How many minutes does he have to take? He's just lifting this up, pushing it down, moving it this way. And I was a bit upset. So I managed to kind of speak on his behalf and everything. And he was standing there looking at my face. When we finished, I called him to the side. I said, my brother, I've told you several times that this, where we come from, the things that's going on there is different. His posters, is the wife's picture with his kids, and they are chilling out, and there's this on status on internet and everywhere. And I said to him, what's your business with that? Whom do you want them to see? Why do you want them to see how you are chilling with your wife and kids in abroad? And they are struggling in Abuja, trying to find a queuing for bread for 100 naira. He said, hey, my brother, you said it, this serious. Yesterday, the way they call, somebody called me out of the blue, and the way they're complaining, I said, my brother, be smart. Take it off the line. This thing that you're going through, I'm telling you, if this morning when I was crying out for him, if God doesn't come through, he will lose his job. Somebody has done his error, and he, by mistake, has signed that the thing was done right. By mistake. And now they are punishing him because his signature is on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone to the managers. I've been speaking out the whole night. I'm speaking. I look at this thing. I said, no, this is not normal. This is not. And I said, my brother, I'm talking. So I began to talk to him, and the Lord revealed quite a few stuff. And he's into business. He's doing well for himself in Nigeria here as well. But listen, there are people who have already passed judgment on you for the fact that you have traveled. That's all. But they don't know the struggle that you're going through, the sweat in the cold, where snow is upon you, and yet you are sweating in the midst of the cold. They don't know, and they have passed judgment upon you that you will not rise to this level, you will not do this, and they are putting all kinds of measures around you to make life difficult. Let's even kill him, because we have seen that he has written the second book, and we saw him posting it online. I will post it. I will post it everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'll post it everywhere. And this is one thing that the Lord placed on my heart, to know that if he is the one that avenges for us, let's practice the way David said. He spoke, stood out and said something. And I think that it will be of a good report for us to go out there and speak of the same thing. Hallelujah. In Psalm 7, verse 1. Psalm 7, verse 1. If Psalm 7 verse 1, it goes a little bit far. You see that this is one of the statement David, it's like a song that David sang concerning the words of Cush a Benjamin. He said, oh Lord my God, in you do I take my refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart. Listen to me carefully. It is the soul of the brother that they are after. His soul. So if your soul is vexed, if your soul is distraught, if your soul is under pressure, if your soul is under stress, your life will surely and definitely be under stress. And what will be the outcome? Sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, and life become harder than everything. Hallelujah. And all that they are seeking is to rend his soul apart. So rending it in pieces with no one to deliver. Oh Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my heart or in my hands, if I have paid my friends with evil or plundered my enemies without a cause, let the enemy also pursue and overtake me. Hallelujah. And let them trample over on my life as they want. Hallelujah. But I have spent time praying for them even when they were in need. I was in sackcloth. Hallelujah. In sackcloth. I was there to support and provide for them when they didn't have. But now the punishment or the payback to me is something that is not of a good equivalence. And this is the actions of men. This is what I'm talking from Psalm 7, from verse 1 going down up to some verse 17. David has now stood in there and said, Father, this is how it is going. And even if I have done something wrong, as I said earlier on, at least I will agree to the fact that I did something wrong. That is why I'm going through what I'm going through. But not. And so when you see that something is not going right and things are not moving the way you should see them moving, you don't have to go too much, too far. Don't pick up a phone and blast somebody out there. Go on your knees. And what you do is to begin to invoke your right to declare that back to sender. It is your right. Amen. Hallelujah. It is Amen. Your right. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those Amen. Who love it will eat the fruit thereof. That is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Anyone that desire the fruit of life shall eat it. And the fruit of life, death shall eat it. Yes. And therefore, if they have stood in any coven to project that death should come to me, then they are the ones that desire death. And so we declare that me, I desire life. I want life. So I want life in my life. So whoever wants death to me, take it back in the name of Jesus Christ. Is it a good place to demand your freedom? Anyone mm-hmm. that wants you to walk in poverty, Father, you said that I am more than a conqueror. I'm rich in everything. Christ Amen. Is my source. Philippians 4:19. He is my source of everything. He will provide all my needs according to the riches in glory, which means that there is no place of lack for me. And for that matter, I am capable of obtaining every good thing. So if someone is speaking that poverty will swallow me up, hey, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living Amen. God, I command by the power of your own desires, now take up your power, your poverty in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that be returned back to sender. I refuse Amen. To accept anything that is not of God's agenda for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says in Proverbs 12 verse 14, says, from the fruit of his mouth, a man is satisfied with good, and the work of a man's hands comes back to him. That's what it said, comes back to him. And therefore, if their hands have fashioned that death should come to me, then let it go back to them. In the name of Jesus Amen. Christ, let it go back to them. Oh, Masabro te kadusa brandi. I speak prophetically by the message of God and in the power of the Holy Spirit that anyone Amen. That has planted that you should die, that you should not see the light of day, the earth should Amen. Swallow you up. I also speak Amen. To the earth. Oh, earth, oh, Amen. Earth, and oh, earth, listen to the voice of the Father in the name Amen. Of Jesus Christ. From today, Amen. Anyone demanding that anyone should be swallowed alive and swallowed dead in the name of Jesus Christ, among the Kratosa, on this assembly, in my family, in my loved ones, in my home, all over my life, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to you, listen to me, that the word of the Lord says that we shall not die, but live and declare the word of the Lord. And therefore, anyone that is demanding that anybody should die before their time, I speak prophetically in the name of Jesus Christ, that put them in place, put them in place, put them in place, put them in place, put them in place. In the name of Jesus Christ, Hana Sokratusa, Jata Mosambarika. If they have refused to accept peace or to walk in peace, may they never enjoy peace. If they don't want us to see goodness of the Lord in our life, may they never see any good in their life. But for the Lord, Mashendro Kepa, ask your word say that from the fruit of a man's mouth is satisfied with him for more. So I also declare that let their mouth of God satisfy them, oh God, with whatever Amen. They are conjuring against somebody. Fill Amen. Them up with their own devices in the name Amen. Of Jesus Christ. May the Amen. Lord answer them instantly in the name Amen. Of Jesus by paying them back Amen. For the good they pay and for the evil they pay in the name of Jesus Christ. If good is paid back, then evil too can be paid back. If Amen. They have to somewhere to seek for you not to prosper, for you not to see the good of the land, Satan, for you not to enjoy the benefit of your travel, to make life difficult, for your children to be begging for bread. The word of the Lord says that the righteous children does not beg for bread. We don't beg for bread. Amen. Hallelujah. And so anyone that is demanding that your children will beg for bread, Father, let them never go scot-free. We return it back to sender in the name of Jesus. Back to sender. Shadow Macabrandi Kratos. Back to sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some accounts about that. It's from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is never slow. Hallelujah. And there are some things you just pray because you are not praying evil against anybody. You are praying what they are doing back to them as a reward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That I'm praying. So amen. Good seed in my life and praying well for me. Father, remember them, O God. Remember them. Can we pray that prayer now? Lift up your voice with me. Lift up your voice with me and let's pray it out. Father, done me favor. Anyone that has done me well, remember them in the name of Jesus. The fruit of Father, satisfied good in the name of Jesus. And the work of let it come back to them. Reward them for the things they have done to us. In the name of Jesus. 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 Receive the grace of the Lord for every good that you have done to man in the name of Jesus Christ. May he speak back to you positively. May he speak back to you positively in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has done us good as an assembly, as a body, in the name of Jesus, remember them, O God. Remember them, O God. Remember them, O God. Remember them, O God. Sha de Kretos Matea, Azeprande Eurotalaba, Arande Moscavuria, Raparabrosa Brondia, Azicamado Sandaya, Apandea Karateado, Azibria Pandaya, Raparabrosibria, Abundia Karadaba, Azopa de Kretasia, Abunzando, Azubria Pandi Kratala, Raperebria Pandia, Antolo Brosa. Hey! In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Bless this. I will use a bit of encouragement to everyone on the platform. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10, that tell the righteous that it shall be well with them.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me rest upon it for a moment. And that is a Selah moment. That he said, I should tell the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they
shall eat
the fruit of their deeds.
Amen.
Ever good that you have done to man, whatever advantage that you have given to man, the word says that whatever you did, it may have been considered as wickedness against you, or not respected or valued. But God says that I should tell you that it shall be well with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
Amen. Oh.
It shall be well with you.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling
Amen.
You, Lord of service, to men of God, to body of Christ, to the church, to
the
kingdom. People have sown seed. People have fed people. Men of God, sometimes our clothes are tattered because the enemy is attacking us, and you see them buying men of God suits and providing cars and providing accommodation, covering people, their nakedness, helping people with all kinds of stuff. Listen to me, none of them is wasted.
Amen.
Amen.
Wasted. The word Amen. Of whatever a man soweth. So whatever good you have sown, may the Lord remember that.
Amen.
Remember Amen. That you well in the name of Jesus. Amen. So tell you tonight, it's a payback time to you also.
That Amen.
The opportunities that you have opened for others, the coverings of other people's nakedness, the needs that you have met for people, making sure that they are not hungry anymore, feeding them Amen. Even when they didn't have a job to do, or there's not enough money Amen. Coming in the coffers. The word of the Lord says that the Lord sees all these things and says, I should tell you that it shall be well with you.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that. It shall be well with you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. The Bible says, I ask. I ask then that as God rejected, has God rejected his people? In Romans chapter 11, verse 1 up to 12 or thereabout, has God rejected his people? He says, no. By no means. By no means. God does not reject his people. He makes sure that those that are his are covered with every kind of covering. And when the enemy shoots an arrow at us, the word of the Lord says that, let it go back to sender. Hallelujah. Amen. He says that for my people, they are blessed. They are blessed. Hallelujah. They are Amen. Blessed. I should tell them that it shall be well with them. It Amen. Shall be well with them. And for that matter, whatever it is that you are going through as a weapon, as a workings of wickedness, say that send it back to those who conjured it. Send it back to those who cooked that thing. And tonight, that is what I'm doing with you in the name of Jesus. That anyone that has sown evil for you, that they are demanding for your blood, they are demanding for your life, they are demanding for your failure, they are waiting till you expire. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that may they be stoned.
Amen.
The salvation of the Lord upon your life and your children in the name of Jesus Christ. In the coffin that they report you, I declare and decree that let it backfire. Let it backfire in the name of Jesus. In the grounds that they have gone in there to seek for your blood, to seek for the blood of your children, to seek for your health, to seek for your finances, to seek for the work of your hands and your failure. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and decree. By the hand of the Lord, Batokrato Masimbrateli, Vekabo Shadan the Imbratos, that as they seek for death, may they also be swallowed up in death. But if they Amen. Seek life, may they never be denied.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is in politics that people begin to speak to evil powers to seek for power to rule people. Hallelujah. Yeah. They seek for Amen. Evil power to rule people. Hallelujah. Amen. And for that matter, there is always all kinds of crazy stuff all over the place, sacrificing people's life and everything all over the place just so that they can gain power to rule people. And the country is not fixed. The economy is still struggling. People are struggling. And yet people are in position and killing others. So those who have got the brain to do the thing, they are taken out of place and they kill them before their time so that the foolish ones will be in there to be ruling. And that's the sad reality of most African countries, including some European countries. And people of God, these things are happening every day in our life.
Everywhere.
All because we are keeping quiet. Hallelujah. Please, you have to say something. Talk to yourself and talk to your soul. Speak to your environment, because when they take your soul from your body, you are gone.
Yes.
Yeah. When they take your soul, if they tie your soul up, you are gone. I'm telling you, there is no chance of you coming back unless the mercy of God intervenes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that God will help us.
Amen.
No, no. Because the souls are the ones that they are seeking to destroy. And I pray that God will help us and help us to be able to stand and to become much more resilient to the attacks of the enemy. Hallelujah. You are not supposed to die before your time, and you will not die before your time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are not supposed to walk in sickness till you expire. From today, you walk in health in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The day of the Lord. Until the day of the Lord. All
you,
you are waiting for is the day of the Lord, not the day of not the day and the times of those wicked agendas who will take only an egg as an exchange of the soul of a man. Lord Jesus. So the value of somebody's life is just an egg. It is all that I need is an egg or one chicken. And then that's all. And then they sell you like a chicken and slaughter you like a chicken. The Bible said that if we don't take our acts right, we'll be taken away like a mere man. But tonight, not a mere man. Hallelujah. Not a mere mortal. The grace is upon your life. And the word of the Lord says that I should come and tell you that it shall be well with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 3, verse 10. It shall be well with you. And all the fruit of your labor, you shall enjoy it. But those who are demanding that you should lose your teeth, you should lose your sight, you should lose you should lose your tongue or any part of your body. Hey, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord reward them with whatever they are seeking for.
Amen.
That be done to you in the name of Jesus from today. Mm-hmm. The Lord reward them. May the Lord reward them bountifully.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says evil men don't understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely. Amen. In Proverbs chapter
3,
verse 28, it's those who forsake the law praises the wicked. And that's the truth. Is it not true in Africa? Those who forsake the law, the laws that are of the land, they praise the wicked, and they can come on radio, they can speak louder, they will insult people all over the place, they will see people's life. Look, recently I heard that one of the ministers is dead, you know, and it's not only one of them. One of my own friends also, we buried him 2 weeks ago, you know. Kojo was buried 2 weeks ago. Those of you who were watching, the president of Ghana was in his funeral. The vice president was there. The ministers were there. They were all in his funeral. Kojo Anka passed away just like that. Just like that. Why? A young man with his wife, Shimata, and the kids and all that, you know, just like that. Now I was watching Dario carrying his father's corpse on his shoulder. Says, that how is supposed to be at this age, 40 something years old? God has positioned him strategically. Is this his time? Is this his time? Somebody who is conscious of his health, because he was always doing the gym and he will always post it out and everything. Yeah. Yeah. People of God. Listen, it is right to or demand your freedom also. Yeah. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, it says, but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into an exile, and pray for the Lord on its behalf, for it is the welfare of you, and you will find your welfare in there. So which means that wherever you are, you have to seek for the peace of that environment. But there are others who don't do that. They don't want that. They muddy the waters, make sure that somebody else fall into a ditch so that they can laugh, or they can take advantage, snatch their bag from them, take the money out and run away. And then they go and stand somewhere in another foolish church and they'll say, oh, praise the Lord. The Lord has done for me. A breakthrough has come for me. It's not a breakthrough. It's a breakdown of somebody's life and somebody's livelihood for you to go and stand out there to shout hallelujah. It's wickedness.
It's wickedness.
Yeah. And God is watching. So Jeremiah 29, verse 7 says that we have to seek the welfare of the city where we are even exiles in that place. Hallelujah. Because whatever you seek for over that place, he said it becomes your offer, your welfare as well. So if you pray for me to be good, you are praying for you to be good. That's why he wants us to always give our best to this life and to the environment that we find ourselves in. People of God, it is payback time. And I pray that may the Lord pay back all the good you have done and every advantage you have made. I pray that may the Lord remember you and reward you with all that. Because a lot of people have done a lot too. Yeah, you can't say it out here. Yeah. But a lot of people have done a lot for the body of Christ, for the church, for individuals, for families. Others cry out. One of my mothers on the platform was crying, so Reverend. She called my name about four times, said, Reverend, it's no good. Reverend, it's no good. Reverend, it's no good. And yet, such same people will not do what is right. To know somebody's crying out to seek for the welfare of such people, they will be out there and they'll be doing all kinds of evil against those who are seeking for their good. I was in prayer and the Lord revealed to me, and I couldn't mention the name, so I said, Lord, you do it. And I began to pray, and I was praying that, look, if this is how she is paying back, then Lord, let her be denied of the advantages that are being given to her now and everything. I drove that thing out. Every advantage, I drove it out. And now walk out there and let's see what happens.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And from that time, you call me, oh, Rev, you know, this thing happened, though. And I said, listen, you have the phone number of the person, call them and let's see what happens. I didn't say anything to anybody. All that I said, Lord, pay back them back good for whatever they've done good. And every evil they have done, let them not escape that. Yeah, it's a payback time. People of God, that is the only way the body will be respected. Yeah, I'm telling you a fact. That is the only way the body will be respected. Else they will take you for granted. All the time, yes. They know that they can do you evil and still come back to you and say, oh, please, I beg you, please. No. Let God be the one that guides you. Say, this one sow the seed. This one you can give to them. This one is okay. This one provide. Yes, this one standing there. You know that this the moment he prompts you, he prompts you within your spirit, or you get a prompting within your spirit, just begin to value or weigh the promptings carefully. Say, Lord, is that you telling me this? Yeah. Because such people desire transgression. They want to do evil. And then they'll go out there and move out to another place and go and wreck that place again and all that. Yes. I've seen some. Somebody in a dying need crying out, oh, Charlie, if you don't send me rent, my whole family. And I could hear the background, some commotion going on. I don't know, it was like a stage thing. And I quickly ran. I didn't have it. I literally didn't have enough money to even buy petrol for the week. And I had to ask somebody to send money on my behalf to be able to pay it out, because I was going to get some money somewhere to be able. And I, not knowing that it was a planned thing. Wickedness of man. I thought that I was relieving a family, and I didn't check within my spirit. I thought it's a natural thing to do. Why do you want the brother to be kicked out of his house? And I was even planning that I would go and stay in my place. That one, I didn't go that far. So I said, now let's save the situation. I said, let me speak to the landlord. I want to pay for 1 year for you. Stay in there. Make sure that you stay in here with your family. And I sent the money. I made them send the money and paid it out and all that. Not knowing that it was a plan. I was there. And then another brother called me. Oh, can we do this for this guy? He's in a dying need. And I said, how can that be possible? Because I didn't tell anybody. I did it on my own. Between me and another brother. That's it. Not knowing that it was a planned thing to work out it. And then I began to take prayer. And the Lord revealed to me how the whole process began. And I said to them that, listen, I'm prepared to help, but this is what the problem is, if he's willing for a change. And the brother says, no, he doesn't want that prayer. Literally like that. So, no, I don't want it. And somebody opened the door for business, for a job that he can do, to be paid good money, to be able to take care of his family and all that. Then he was going to think about it.
That was too much hard work.
He was going to think about it. So please be careful. There are people who deserve what they are going through. Allow them. until the Lord takes it out, or the Lord speaks to you, God can speak to you. No matter how far your mind is, and no matter how deaf you are, God can speak to you when somebody is in need, that you need to go and help this one. The Lord can speak to you, I know for sure. Yeah, strangers have been there. See, they came, they sat a point, the Lord said, wait here, this person will come. There, the person came and said, look, get this, the Lord spoke to me that somebody is coming. What's your name? Mention the name. He said, ah, yeah, that's the name I got. The Lord says, I should give you this. And then the person turns around and walk away. It's how? Yes. Yeah. His eyes, the Bible says, they're walking to and fro, seeking to show himself strong on behalf of those who seek him. So please, amen, let's make sure that we don't allow the enemy to take undue advantage over us, because what the enemy is planning to do is to make sure that the little pennies you have, it is all destroyed. And so please, stay safe and stay calm. Make sure, I spoke from Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. Yeah, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. At last, listen.
Thank you.
Scripture, yeah, it's Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. So those of you who don't know, so please, there are things going on out there. There are things going on out there. So please be careful. Yes, let God be the guide. Yeah, let God be the guide, and the Lord will help you. But anyone that has done you evil, don't worry about it. Or that you go on your knees, Lord, send back their plans, their arrows, their weapons. Send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. That's all. Send it back. Anyone that shoots at me, I reverse the shots in the name of Jesus Christ. You didn't shoot it, did you? No. They shot it. So whilst it's coming, we send it back. I've given this testimony several times. Maybe those of you who were not there at that time, a couple of years ago, my mom was sick seriously with my sister quite a while ago, almost about 10 years ago, I think, or something like that. Maybe more than that. And then I was home. I got a call, and my sister said that, oh, mommy is sick, seriously. And I said, what's wrong with her? And she said, I don't know. She took her to Ridge Hospital. She took her to, I mean, all the top surgeons, because she had the husband had a connection with all the top doctors. So she took her to everywhere, and they couldn't find a fault. And all of a sudden, I felt that this is not, they called me and told me about it. And I felt that it was a foul play, you know. So my eyes was focusing on somebody else, you know, that this one may have been planning to take care for ritual, forget. So I just went on my knees in the afternoon. I went on my knees in the house on my bed. I said, Father, not my mother, in the name of Jesus Christ, back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. That's all that I said. I didn't do much. I did not do much anything. Back to sender, whatever they desire from her, I send it back to sender. If they are demanding her life, let their life be taken, including the juju man and the one that sent her to the juju, all of them, back to sender. I'm telling you reality. My sister is on the platform. Maybe she can tell you. One of my sisters on the platform, she can tell you all these things. Yeah, back to sender. I was on my knees crying out, back to sender, back to sender, not knowing that the juju man now realized that the weapon he shot was not coming back to him to kill him. Yeah. So now he doesn't want to die, so he wants the one who came there to come and present my mom for my mom to die. He said, "Now you have to come and change the whole matter. As how to die, I'm not prepared to die." Next time, he had to come and apologize to my mom. And they didn't tell me. They didn't tell me all these things. And it took them about 2-3 years before they began to tell me all the stories. I'm telling you, I said, hey, you guys should have told me. At least I would know that my prayer was quite quick, you know? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, my mom got her life back, and there was no sickness. Now, anyone that has shot sickness and arrow of disease or infirmity, financial insufficiency, pain, on all kinds of anguish over you, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord avenge for you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We send the arrows back to sender, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone demanding for our lives, including those covens that they visited, in the name of Jesus Christ, we send the arrows back to that place, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May they not miss the arrows, and the ones that God sent us there, may they also be struck down, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
people of God. Today is a payback time. So if they did you good, the Lord is paying them back good. If they did you evil, that one, we leave it to God to do that.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you so much for staying on tonight and praying with us by the mercies of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because everything
Amen.
That you are going through will never be wasted. Hallelujah. Your time in his presence will never be wasted. Your opportunities that you have will never be wasted. The grace that you have will never be wasted. The power of his grace at work in you will never be wasted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So please stay safe. Stay calm. Know that God is with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will move into your own. Hallelujah. You will not lose your job, the work of your hands. You will never lose it by the grace of God. The Lord will preserve the work of your hands. He will preserve your going out, your coming in. He will make sure that any contract that you need to sign to benefit you, it will come to pass by the mercies of God. He will send his angels to back you to sign the correct all document that is necessary of your for your advancement. That will benefit your children and your grandchildren in the name of Jesus Christ. He'll bring new customers to your business so that your business will thrive in the mighty name of Jesus. He will send more men and more people to you who will be undergirding your life and make sure that you sail in this life. And so please don't be afraid by the message of God. The word of the Lord told me to come and tell you that I should tell you that's the statement that tell the righteous that it shall be well with them.
Thank you. Amen.
Shall eat the fruit of their labor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some brothers, some sisters, and some people have blessed lives. And the things they've gotten back is all kinds of wickedness. But God is not a wicked judge. The Bible says that he's a fair judge. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. The judge of all flesh. That was how Moses described him. So he says, the judge of the earth, I'm paraphrasing because I've forgotten the exact quote. Said, will God, who is a perfect judge, will he judge unfairly? When he was talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, and they were arguing about the bargaining about the number of people who were supposed to be righteous for God to save. And he started from 50 coming down all the way down to 10 and all that. Yeah. So will you not judge fairly? And then now God had to straighten up and say, yeah, I will judge fairly. If I get 50, I will spare the country. If I get 10, people of God, God is fair judge. He will judge fairly.
Amen.
And you will never be wasted by God's grace. Stay safe and stay calm. Know that God is with you. Hallelujah. And so seek for the welfare of anyone that comes into your domain. If God prompts you not to sow it, don't sow it. Yes. Tell God to do his own business to help these people to be blessed. And I'm telling you the fact, people of God.
It's true. It's true. Very true. Yeah.
If he says sow it, you sow it. Yes. If he said don't sow it, say, Lord, you find a way for them. Yeah. And the Lord will find a way for them. He knows how to help his own people if they are his. But if they are for the devil, then let the devil also sow their seed. You've seen it all over the place. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you, my Lord.